From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. When news broke yesterday about Tom Daschle withdrawing his bid to become health secretary, the president was on an outing with a member of his cabinet who was unanimously confirmed, Secretary of Education Arnie Duncan. The president and the first lady were visiting a charter school in Washington, D.C.
And today, Arnie Duncan came by our studios. He's the former CEO of Chicago Public Schools. Duncan's main focus at the moment is the economic stimulus bill and the $140 billion currently slated for schools. He knows that some of that money could be whittled back, so he's out pushing this message.
We have to educate our way to a better economy, that long-term, the best way we bring ourselves back to economic health and really strengthen the economy is to have an educated workforce. So these investments are tremendously important, and we have to continue to push very, very hard to make sure that happens.
Our education reporters are hearing this across the country, concern from educators that even if this money is approved now, what happens when that money runs out? They have no confidence that this is a long-term fix that's going to be put in place.
Yeah, again, we have to push as hard as we can now. And, you know, as we get closer to the long-term, we'll continue to work that thing through. But that's obviously not a reason not to do anything now. We need to invest, and we want to hold ourselves accountable to invest impeccably well.
When you think about education policy that you'll be shaping alongside President Obama, how do you think that policy will be significantly different from what we saw in the past 8 years under President Bush?
Yeah. There's a chance for us to get dramatically better. And I would argue that we have an economic imperative to do that. And just as importantly, if not more importantly, I think we have a moral imperative to do better. I really think this is the civil rights issue of our generation. And as a country, I think we've lost our way. You know, we're sort of stagnated where other countries internationally have really passed us. And so I think we have to do dramatically better. And I'm going to push very, very hard to do that at every level.
At the same time, President Bush would have said the same thing. He was the education president. No Child Left Behind was one of his signature pieces of legislation. What will be different under President Obama, specifically with programs or policy?
Well, again, right now with this economic stimulus package, there's an opportunity that has never before existed to invest dramatically in what works. So taking to scale significantly more seats on the early childhood side, dramatically better quality on the K-12 side, really investing in teachers. All of our students need to graduate with college-ready, career-ready standards. Higher education, thinking about much more significant opportunity and really trying to break down those barriers. So at every level, there's a very significant reform agenda.
What about No Child Left Behind? Should it be rewritten, just tinkered around the edges?
You know, I've said repeatedly that the principles behind No Child Left Behind made a lot of sense to me. Obviously, there are significant implementation challenges in certain areas, but I want to be very pragmatic. And what's worked, a focus on data, a focus on results, and really trying to drive quality is very, very important. And where things don't make sense, we're going to be pragmatic and we're going to fix those. We also need to think about the name No Child Left Behind. Do you keep the name or do you rebrand and do something new going forward?
One of the main complaints about No Child Left Behind has been the emphasis on testing, complaints from parents, from teachers, from a lot of students, too. Do you think that there is too much of an emphasis within the program on testing?
I think you can absolutely overtest. What we need, I think, is we need better formative assessments that help teachers and students know what their strengths and weaknesses are. And so I think there's a huge opportunity to get dramatically better in that area.
I wanted to ask you about your mother. She ran for many years, I think still runs, a tutoring program, an inner city tutoring program on the south side of Chicago. What lessons do you think you've taken from her experience there that you're bringing with you to the education department?
Well, she started in 1961, and she's still going strong 48 years later and working every day. My sister and brother and I were all raised as a part of her program literally from the time we were born, so it was absolutely a formative experience. What I was able to live and to see every day was young people who happened to be very poor, who happened to not always have the most functional families at home, go on to do extraordinary things. One became a Hollywood movie star, one's a brain surgeon, one's one of IBM's leaders internationally, one was part of my senior management team back in Chicago Public Schools. And they did that all from this one little corner, 46 in Greenwood, because of my mother and other people in their lives who had the highest of expectations, who stayed with them day after day and helped them through the good times and the bad. And so what I saw is the unbelievable untapped potential that all of our kids have if we as adults really believe in them, invest in them, have the highest of expectations and stay with them for the long haul.
You're moving your family here to the Washington area. You have two young children. Will they be going to public school?
They will be going to public schools. My daughter's been in public school for the past 3 years in Chicago, had a wonderful experience. There are great, great schools here, and we feel very, very confident she'll continue to get a wonderful education, as will my son as he enters kindergarten in the fall.
Secretary Duncan, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Arne Duncan is the new Secretary of Education.